This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. And listeners, we want to get your take on something. When and where and to whom to be kind. A story took over the internet this week. This past Sunday, comedian Ellen DeGeneres went to a Dallas Cowboys game and sat in a luxury box right next to former President George W. Bush. When the cameras panned to the pair, they were seen being very chummy, laughing. Ellen's wife, actress Portia de Rossi, took some video as well. Almost immediately, people turned to social media, celebrities, journalists, ordinary folks, to convey their disapproval of this display of friendship. A repeated theme was this, basically that it was a bad look for an influential comedian who has been at the forefront of LGBTQ rights to be seen publicly yucking it up with someone for who 8 years of his presidency passed and upheld harmful anti-LGBTQ policies. Well, this got to Ellen, and on Tuesday, she went on her talk show to defend her friendship with Bush. Here is Ellen DeGeneres.
Here's the thing. I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. For instance, I wish people wouldn't wear fur. I don't like it, but I'm friends with people who wear fur. And I'm friends with people who are furry, as a matter of fact. I have friends who should tweeze more. And I have... But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter. Even people who are already playing Christmas music. I mean, seriously. There's no excuse for that, but I'm kind to them. Anyway, I want to thank Jerry Jones, Charlotte Jones for hosting us, and thanks President Bush and Laura for a Sunday afternoon that was so fun. By the way, you owe me $6 for the nachos.
Okay, so those images and DeGeneres' response sparked an interesting cultural conversation, one that Vox's culture writer Constance Grady sums up in her recent article titled Ellen DeGeneres, George W. Bush, and the Death of Uncritical Niceness. Constance, thanks for being in studio.
Thanks so much for having me.
So listeners, we want to get you in on this conversation. A couple of things. First of all, we're not trying to have a bash George Bush segment here. I think we all understand the history as pertains specifically to Ellen DeGeneres. He supported federal marriage amendment. The goal of this amendment was to protect, quote unquote, the institution of marriage by limiting it to a union between a man and a woman. People know that he lobbied for Brett Kavanaugh to be on the Supreme Court. So we don't want to have a rehash the Iraq War either. But the question is for everybody, does the be nice, be kind theory strike you as progressive or outdated in 2019, given the culture? Is it hypocritical or the only way forward? Also, personally, what are your thoughts on the argument that just because you don't agree with someone, that doesn't mean you're not going to be friends with them? Have you ever decided not to attend an event or maybe not go to a family dinner in the past because of someone's actions of the person attending? We realize that, you know, a very famous comedian and a former president who are very wealthy, not the same as the rest of us, but we have been in those situations. And don't forget, Thanksgiving's coming up, everybody. You will be having those conversations. So, Constance, tell me about the title. When you decided to title your article, Ellen DeGeneres, George Bush, and the Death of Uncritical Niceness, what do you mean?
I think that Ellen is someone who's really built her brand and her celebrity on being a really, really nice person. That's sort of the image people have of her. I think there was a poll at one point for nicest celebrity, and she won by a landslide. She's just very nice to people. That's her thing. And I think that's part of why her apology probably would have been really effective maybe 5-10 years ago. People would have heard her say, I was just being nice, and think, yeah, you know, let's all be nice. Ellen's right. But this is a moment where she can make that apology and people can still kind of be outraged and go, you know what? No, it's not okay to be nice to George W. Bush if you're in that position. It's not okay to be friends with him. And so this is a moment where niceness is maybe no longer a viable brand for anyone.
Because the stakes are so high? Is that the idea?
I think because the stakes are so high, because we are increasingly feeling as though we're living in a really uncertain moment where, you know, we don't necessarily know what's going to happen in the future. We can't predict what our president's going to do. We can't necessarily predict what the fight against climate change is going to look like or if it'll be successful. So we're in this moment where people are very into kindness towards each other as a general thing. You know, aspirational wholesomeness is a very big moment right now.
I'm guilty of that, I have to say.
Like, everyone loves sending each other pictures of, like, interspecies animals best friends, or like watching movies or TV shows that are just a bunch of friends being really nice to each other. Everyone loves that. But those moments of comfort are really about people in this position of powerlessness who can't control the future trying to find a sort of balm for each other. George W. Bush is a person who was in a position of enormous power and is kind of why our future is still so unstable. So does he deserve that kind of that balm and that kindness that we're sort of celebrating for the rest of us right now?
It's interesting that she said be kind, not be nice. Mm-hmm. What do you see? Is it a distinction without a difference? What do you think?
I think definitely there's a difference. I think kindness is an act that you can perform towards someone to sort of lift them up and celebrate them. I think niceness is more of a general attitude. And I think niceness is part of Ellen's brand rather than kindness. She's just a person who comes off as being really, really nice to everyone. There are tabloid rumors that potentially she's not actually very nice to work with in person. Those haven't really been verified. But certainly her on-camera persona is just like very sunny, very sweet, can get along with everyone.
No, everybody who works in the business has heard that thing you just mentioned, that rumor. Let's go to Francesca in Queens. Hi, Francesca. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi, thank you. So to me, it seems like the fact that we're even having this conversation is what's wrong with the country right now. Like, I feel like, of course, we need to try to be kind to everyone. I mean, I think we resolved that watching Dirty Dancing 20 years ago. Like, you're supposed to be nice, not just to people like yourself, right? And I don't know, nice can be part of being kind. And, you know, I'm from the Northeast, and I'm a nice liberal, and I lived in Florida for a number of years, and I have a lot of Trump voting friends. And, you know, I don't like it that they voted for Trump. And I certainly wouldn't spend my time trying to be kind or nice to somebody who's really a lost cause, like someone like Trump, who really is personally is not gonna make a shift of any kind. But any person who might make a shift, who could make a shift, you have to stick around, and you have to talk to them, and you have to give anybody, unless they're gonna, you know, be abusive in some way, like people can be on the internet sometimes. Unless somebody's being abusive with me, I'm not unfriending them on Facebook. I'm not cutting off the friendship. I am not cutting off the discourse. I have one friend. She's, you know, one of these dyed-in-the-wool Republican Miami Cubans. And she voted for Trump in the last election. And she knew I disagreed with that. And she just told me last week that she has switched parties and wants to vote for Yang in the primary. And, you know, who would have guessed, right?
Right.
And I don't know if, you know, if I'm the big influence there, or if she saw some other things, but, you know, I have turned her on to listening to other perspectives and checking other news sources. And, you know, I like to think that that might have had something to do with it. And if I just shut her down because she's a Trump voter and I shouldn't be talking to these people, well, you know, then where are we?
Francesca, thank you so much for calling in. Let's check in with Simon from Bloomfield. Hi, Simon. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi, Allison. Thanks so much for taking my call. I'm calling because, you know, I think that it's important to sort of be compassionate and love each other and have open arms for people who have done wrong in the past, and ask them to come home and understand, you know, what it is they did and why, you know, it wronged people. And then there's the case of, you know, being nice to somebody who hasn't done those things and effectively ignoring all the injustice and all the victims of that person's power. And in the case of Ellen and George W. Bush, I think that's what happened. You know, while Ellen is somebody who is a member of the LGBTQ community, she isn't affected by those issues the same way that regular everyday people are. People in communities of color, transgender folks, people on the border. So what she effectively did is they sort of ignore all the wrongs that George Bush has done for the sake of some politeness and for the sake of her kind brand. But, you know, ignoring all of the other people who, the million Iraqis, the Afghan people in Afghanistan, you know, the people tortured under George W. Bush, families ripped apart under George W. Bush, and at some point that the kindness doesn't, you know, the kindness argument doesn't fit for some people.
Simon, thank you for weighing in. Constance, we have someone who would like to politely disagree with you. Are you up for it?
Oh, absolutely.
Hi, Saul. Thanks for calling. Saul's calling us from Staten Island.
Yeah, hi, Saul. Hi, Constance. And
hi, Saul.
Hi, Austin. Yeah, my coffee expired a while ago, so I'm not that coherent.
No worries.
I think that kindness as a virtue is a personal thing, and that a person is a kind person if they display kindness towards others, whether or not that person deserves it or not. So if someone is only kind towards people who they agree with or think is morally correct, then they're not really being a kind person. They're being a person who is displaying kindness. If you're not, if someone isn't capable of being kind to a George W. Bush who personally didn't murder someone, I understand if someone doesn't like someone who murdered someone, if that makes sense, but someone whose policies we may disagree with and who may have made mistakes, as in the case of Ellen, I don't think it's right to say, oh, we can't be kind to that person because they did things, or we have to be kind to everybody, who, even people we disagree with. Now, I still like you even though I disagree with you.
Thanks, and Saul. I like show, you too. So.
Thanks so much for calling in, Saul. We appreciate your point of view. My guest is Constance Grady. She's a culture writer at Vox. The name of her piece is Ellen DeGeneres, George W. Bush, and the Death of Uncritical Niceness. We're having a conversation about when and where and to whom at this point right now in 2019, given what our culture is like and all of this going on in the world, when is it right to be nice or kind to somebody? Our number is 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. I'm interested in something a fellow writer wrote for The Intercept about this situation. He wrote, yes, the 43rd president is a better husband and father, more mentally and emotionally stable, and less of a racist and Islamophobe than the current president, but is that really now our benchmark for making friends or being, quote, kind? If you're not Trump, all is forgiven? Question mark. Is part of this about George W. Bush benefiting from Donald Trump's method of working through the world?
I think definitely George W. Bush is someone who has really benefited from the Trump presidency in terms of just sheer nostalgia. I remember, like, almost immediately after the 2016 election, you saw enormous numbers of people saying, wow, and I used to think Bush is bad, but I'd take him again over Trump. So he sort of managed to reinvent himself in pop culture as, like, this nice kind of grandfatherly figure who makes his paintings and minds his own business, and he has a book out and it's all fine. And I think right now we're kind of in the middle of a backlash against that, and this idea that, you know, regardless of how good he was at protecting norms during his presidency and performing his own kind of niceness, right, the compassionate conservatism, he still managed to inflict enormous harm, and that should not be completely forgotten. And I think that a huge part of why people were so angry when they saw Ellen with him was they saw her as sort of playing into this idea of, like, harmless grandfatherly George Bush and sort of helping to whitewash over his legacy from the past.
Let's go to Christine, who is calling us from Westchester. Christine, thanks for calling All of It.
Hi. I believe that, of course, we should be kind to everybody, but I feel that we've lost the ability to disagree in a civil manner. So while, and to George Bush and Ellen DeGeneres specifically, I would just follow up on the last point, in that I think that George Bush actually did very troubling things that had great negative effects both domestically and internationally. And so I would hope that she would use her position perhaps to convey that. But you can do that in a way that is civil. And I think that on the micro level, back to you and me and our friends, we've lost the ability to do that, particularly with the with social media.
Christine, thank you so much. Charles from Manhattan has a different point of view. Hi, Charles. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that I think that Ellen was right on point in the way she explained it. And I just feel that sometimes when people do something to give you all the answers, they answer all your questions, sometimes we try to take that apart and analyze it. And I think that's a really negative thing for people to do, because it's the same thing with, like, the kid that did the hug and the judge that wept and gave her a Bible. They were there for the moment, and then we tried to pull that apart. They did a very good thing in spite of all of the paranoia around the case and everyone else. And I just feel that they were in the moment, and they did a beautiful thing. And then we always pull it apart, and I think that Ellen was in the moment. And just think, I mean, like, you had Barack Obama always... I think he helped, you know, the influence that George Bush had, because he was always there. Their presidents, they come together. Mm-hmm. You know, just like when Trump's wife sat with, Obama's wife, that was another good thing. So everybody tries to pull things apart, but sure, those people were in the moment. That's how I feel.
Charles, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Some people have asked that question. So for you, Constance, as someone who follows culture and writes about it and is a journalist, this is your beat. What is the difference to you between Michelle Obama and George Bush having a friendship and Ellen DeGeneres and George Bush?
I think a huge difference here is context. A big part of the reason that this particular Ellen and Bush picture went so wide, so viral, is at first people were just like, what are these two people doing hanging out together? Mm-hmm. You know, we see Michelle Obama and Bush together all the time because they're both politicians or from political families, and they naturally end up at events together. So we're kind of used to having the debate over whether Michelle Obama and George Bush should be friends. But when you see Ellen and Bush together, it's like, those are two people from totally different spheres. What is this? So the first round of reactions to that picture was actually people just going, this is really wacky. Like, I would watch a sitcom about this. And it wasn't until after that wave of reactions had started to come in that people started to have this backlash and say, no, this isn't cute and wacky. We don't like George Bush. We don't want to treat him as someone cute and wacky.
Jay, we're going to let you slide in with quickly one quick point. Hi, Jay. Thanks for calling. Are you there?
Thanks for taking the call. First time, long time. I think that at this stage, it's less about being kind to others and more about holding people to task for past behaviors. We're talking about a man who co-signed the deaths of thousands and potentially, thrust the world into a very, very stark reality that we see ourselves in now. And so it seems less about kindness and more about when you're in a position of power, holding an individual to task and saying, not just, I'm going to go catch a ball game with this guy, I'm going to offer him a perspective that maybe I have the opportunity to do so because of my privilege and because of my positionality.
Jay.
Whereas there are so many whose voices have been silenced because of the actions of the previous presidencies.
Jay, thank you so much. I need to wrap you up. Constance Grady, if you want to read her piece, it's called Ellen DeGeneres, George W. Bush, and the Death of Uncritical Niceness. Constance, thanks for sharing your reporting.
Thanks so much for having me.
And listeners, thanks for sharing your thoughts. This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. I will meet you at the top of the hour.